Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Tzadik Hei. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, with the focus on what is the difference in halacha between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Ma ben Pesach Rishon l'Sheni. What is the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Says the Mishnah, Rishon during Pesach Rishon. Also by Rabbi Yemotze, one may not have any chametz in his possession during Pesach Rishon, Hasheni. But when it comes to Pesach Sheni, chametz umatzah im b'bayis, he could have chametz and matzah at home together. He need not remove the chametz from a house. So the Rishonim ask if the Mishnah wanted to contrast Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The Pesach Rishon, there is Bayirah Bayimatzah. And Pesach Sheni, there is no Bayirah Bayimatzah. Shouldn't the Mishnah said it that way and sort of said Harishon also Bayirah Bayimatzah? And Hasheni ain't a Bayirah Bayimatzah. Why does the Mishnah phrase this distinction by saying Hasheni Chometz Imma Bayis? So Rashi says that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that not only may you own chametz during Pesach Sheni, but even though the Torah says, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, l'sishchet al chametz tam zivchi, there's a specific special iser to own chametz when one is bringing their carbon Pesach. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that halacha doesn't apply by Pesach Sheni, and you could even own chametz when you shecht in Karan Pesach. Rashi in the Chumash says, V'ein iser chametz ele imay b'chelosoy. So the way the Mechas Chinuch understands that Rashi, that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that only when you're eating the Karan Pesach, you're allowed to have chametz in your house. But one may not eat chametz together with his Karan Pesach. However, the Avi Ezri, Rav Shach Satzal, explains that Rashi just the opposite. And he explains that what Rashi means to say, that not only may one own chametz during Pesach Sheni, during the time that he's eating the Pesach Sheni, but that Rashi in the Chumash is coming to teach us that you could eat the Pesach Sheni together with chametz. Another difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is a Rishon ton halal b'chilosoi. When we eat the Karan Pesach Rishon, we say halal. Hasheni ain't the torn halal b'chilosoi. Versus Pesach Sheni, there is no halal recited when we eat the Pesach Sheni. However, says the Mishnah, so now we explain the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But says the Mishnah, zev zev torn and halal b'chilosoi. When you makriv the Karan Pesach, both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni, you say halal. When the chol and tzli, the loch is that both of them must be eaten roasted. Al matzah merorim, you have to eat them by matzah merorim. For doichan Shabbos, and both of them are brought, even though the day of bringing them is on Shabbos. So our Mishnah just spoke about the differences and the similarities between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The Michas Chinuch mentions, and what many Rishonim and Achronim attempt to do in understanding and learning this Mishnah is choosing and looking at many of the other Hilchos Pesach that we've learned, Hilchos Karban Pesach particularly, that we've learned and apply and discuss, do they apply with Pesach Sheni or they do not? So one of the differences that the Tosefta says is that the Pesach Rishon, as we learned earlier, is brought b'shalosh kitas. There's three groups of people who bring the Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, the Tosefta says, there is no such halacha. And the Michas Chinuch, commenting on that Tosefta, says not only is there no requirement of shalosh kitas by the Pesach Sheni, even b'di'evet, even l'chatchila, there's no need to bring the Pesach Sheni b'shalosh shkitas. The Tosefta also says that another difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is that Pesach Rishon is Doiches Atumah, as we've learned quite extensively. If Rav of Klal Yisrael or other circumstances are Tamei, we bring the Pesach Rishon B'Tumah. Pesach Sheni does not have that halacha. So the Imre Yosher explains the reason that that is not quoted in our Mishnah. So the Imre Yosher says, because as we're going to learn in the Mitzvah Shem in today's Shir, that question, actually, if Pesach Sheni Doicha Tumah or not, is a machloikus in the Shir, in the Gemara. Our Mishnah only wanted to quote halachas that everybody agrees to. The Tzlach, Taisus, and the Tzlach picks up on this, says that Tanav Ishayir, it's quite clear that the Tanav our Mishnah did not mention all the differences. There are others that were omitted. The Tosefta brings another nafkamina between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, is that Pesach Rishon is a yontif, midaraisa, and it's a Yisrael, a seven-day yontif, and Pesach Sheni is only a one-day yontif. So he says the reason why it wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah is because the only time in nafkamina is regarding chametz, and we've already spoken about chametz and matzah ima bebayis. So if we're on the first day of yontif Pesach Sheni, you could have chametz at home. Certainly, you could have chametz at home for the rest of yontif. So it wasn't needed to be said separately that Pesach Rishon is a 7-day yontif and Pesach Sheni is a 1-day yontif. Another nafkamina is that Pesach Rishon requires lina; you have to stay over that night in Yerushalayim. Pesach Sheni does not. Again, the Timri Yosha says, as we're going to learn this year, exactly what are the halakhas of lina by staying over in Yerushalayim on Pesach, staying over when you bring a carbon, is the subject of a machlokes tanoim. So our Mishnah is avoiding machlokes. Another nafkamina, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that by Pesach Rishon, we typically brought along a carbon chagiga. By Pesach Sheni, there is no carbon chagiga brought along with the carbon Pesach. And the Kesef Mishnah says, interestingly, we don't find anywhere in the Gemara that this halacha should be mentioned. It's only only this Tosefta. And the Zevach Toid explains that the reason the Mishnah didn't bring down this difference is based on what we learned in Yishai Amri, that the Chagiga is connected to the Halal. And obviously, once our Mishnah already mentioned the halacha of Halal, there was no need for our Mishnah to mention the halacha of the Chagiga. Reb Kivega says there's another difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The Pesach Rishon, we learned as we began learning the halachas of Pesach Rishon, are brought after the Tamid Sheben Abayim. The Pesach Sheni could be brought either before or after the Pesach Sheni. And that, Reb Kivega says, the reason it wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah is because Tanav Ishtayir. There's another question. We learned that the halacha, the Torah says very clearly, Kol ben necher lo yochabai. A ben necher may not eat from the Karim Pesach. And the question is, does that apply only by the Pesach Rishon, or does it apply by the Pesach Sheni? And the Rambam says that that halacha applies by Pesach Sheni as well. There's also a question, is there a mitzvah of chinuch on the Pesach Sheni? Or is it only on the Pesach Rishon? The Sefer Kli Chemda says that the mitzvah chinuch applies to Pesach Sheni just like it applies to Pesach Rishon. Another halacha that the Avni Nezer mentions, we learned earlier in the Masechta that the Karm Pesach and Karm Chatas are unique, that if they were brought Shaloi Lishma, the Karm becomes Pasul. Says the Avni Nezer, that halacha, that if you shech to the Karm Pesach Shaloi Lishma, the Karm becomes disqualified, does not only apply to the Pesach Rishon, but it even applies to the Pesach Sheni as well. So we learned in our Mishnah, the Necholim, that the Pesach Sheni is eaten, Tzli, Amatzus, Umeroirim. And the question that's asked is if one ate the Karm Pesach without Matzah Maror, is that Ma'akiv? Were you Yotze eating the Karm Pesach? Or if you missed out on eating the Matzah Maror, you weren't Yotze the Karm Pesach? From the Yerushalmi, it seems that the Matzah Maror a ma'akev are absolutely essential to the mitzvah. The Yishalmi says, Amatzis umroyim yechlua, says the Yishalmi, Ein l'chadova chutz megufa ma'akvay. There's no halacha that when we speak about the Pesach sheni that are essential, that aren't part of the actual carbon, El amatzis umroyim milvad. So from the Yishalmi, it seems quite clear that the Yishalmi's opinion is that matzah morah are absolutely essential to Pesach sheni. But the Stipler says that actually the question of the Yerushalmi is really connected, the issue that we're discussing is really connected to something that we all know. We know at the Seder, Hillel HaYikar Chom Yachad, L'Kayim HaShenemar, you would put the Pesach Matzah Mar all together, L'Kayim HaShenemar, Amatzah Shemarayim Rechlua. In other words, according to Hillel, the way to be Mekayim Mitzvah's Karban Pesach is by eating it as a sandwich, or karchem yachad, matzah marer. So therefore, according to Hillel, which is the opinion of the Yerushalmi, says the Stipler, of course you have to eat it with matzah marer. You're not yoitza chilas karban Pesach unless you ate the karban Pesach together with matzah marer. However, if we don't pask in that way, we do follow Hillel's minig, Hillel's custom of eating the Pesach with matzah marer. But we don't necessarily have to eat it that way. If you don't say that you have to necessarily eat it that way, then even if you didn't eat matzah maror, yoytze Pesach sheni. So Tzlach asks, why didn't our Mishnah first mention the halacha that it's doicha as a Shabbos, and then tell us the halacha that it's eaten tzlit, that it's eaten roasted? Doicha as a Shabbos comes before roasting, because doicha as a Shabbos is by day when we bring the Karban Pesach. Eating the carbon roasted only comes at night. So Tzlach answers, eating the carbon Pesach Sheni in our case, roasted, is a halacha that applies every single year. Whereas the halacha of Doichnas HaShabbos doesn't apply every year. It only applies in the years when Pesach Sheni falls on Shabbos. So our Mishnah chose to first teach us a halacha of eating the carbon Pesach Tzli, which happens every year, and then talk about Doichen Se Shabbos, which doesn't necessarily happen every year. Tanu Rabbanan. So the Pasuk says, regarding the Karban Pesach Sheni, the Pasuk says, K'chol Chukas HaPesach Yas Oisoi. Says the Braisa, that what is the Pasuk coming to teach us? The Mitzvah Shebegufa HaKos Medaber. That even though this Pasuk is coming to teach us that the Pesach Sheni should be prepared like the Pesach Rishon, it doesn't mean that it's completely the same. And when it comes to teachings regarding the carbon, the halachas and the carbon itself, how the carbon is prepared and brought, that it has to be eaten raw. But the other halachas that don't apply to the carbon itself, as we discussed in the Mishnah, not having any chametz, that in that halacha, they're not the same. Mitzvah al gufoy. What about mitzvahs that are not on the carbon itself? Minayin, that how do they apply to the carbon Pesach Sheni? For example, also a halacha that we just learned, that you should eat Pesach Sheni with matzah or maror, tamaroimer, a matzah amroim yechlua. Continues the Braisa, Yochash Afila Mitzvah Shloi Al Gufa, halachas that don't apply to the actual carbon itself, like we just gave the example, not only chametz, destroying chametz, Tamaloimer, the Pasuk says, V'etzem La Yishvrabai, Mashfiris Etzem, Miyuchad Mitzvah Shabagufa, the Torah mentions Etzem La Yishvrabai, and the Gemara is going to explain the Braisa extensively in a moment. Breaking a bone in the Karban Pesach is a halacha that applies to the actual carbon. Af kol mitzvah shebegufoy. We only speak about mitzvahs that apply to the carbon itself. So Sfasemus asks, why is destroying the chametz not considered a mitzvah shebegufoy? Doesn't the pasuk say, "Loisishchet chametz adam zivchi"? So we see that the chametz and the carbon pesach do travel together. So the Sasema says, since even by Pesach Rishon, we learned the halacha is that b'di'evid, if somebody brought a carbon Pesach when he owns chametz, the carbon is kosher. So we see that we can't consider this a mitzvah or an issue that's right, very connected to the carbon itself. Isi bin Yehuda Omer, we don't have to have a special pasuk to teach us this halacha from the din of Shfiras Etzem. The Pasuk, when it speaks about the Pesach Sheni, Yasu Oisai, says to teach us the mitzvah shebegufa kos medaber, that when the Torah connects Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, it's only regarding the mitzvahs that are on the carbon itself. Omamar, so the Gemara delves into this braisa. Yochel af mitzvah shleya gufay. I would think that even mitzvahs that don't apply to the actual carbon apply to Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, how could you even say that? Ha'amrit, haven't we begun the braisa by saying that the Pesach Sheni and the Pesach Rishon are only connected the mitzvah shebegufay akos medaber, the mitzvahs that apply to the actual carbon? Says the Gemara. Hachkamer, this is the way to understand the words of the Tana and our Mishnah. Hashta the Amrit, now that we established that any mitzvah that isn't on the carbon itself doesn't apply by Pesach Sheni, from the Pasuk of Amatzah Samarayim, Alma, Yasu Oysoi, that when the Pasuk says Yasu Oysoi, Lav Dafkahu, it's not Dafka. In other words, now that the Brice has established that even a mitzvah that doesn't apply to the actual carbon does apply with Pesach Sheni, because the Torah HaKadosh says regarding the Pesach Sheni, Amatzah Samarayim Rechlua, so we see that when the Torah says Yasu Oysoi, which we defined to mean that the only halachas that Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon are the same on the mitzvah shebegufay is obviously lav dafkahu, should not be translated literally, because if we're going to translate them literally, so why is this halacha apply? Ema, so ask the Braisa, maybe the way to understand the Pesukim of the Torah, the way to understand the Pesukim of the Torah is in the Prato Klal. The Torah said many details, and afterwards the Torah says a klal, k'chol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisoi, and we will treat this as nasa klal moisav prat. And one of the shloshes midrash that the Torah is in the dreshes, many people say them every morning, in the brayse of Rabbi Shmuel, that prat uklal, if the Torah first says a prat, and then the Torah says a klal, the halacha is nasa klal moisef ala prat, and the klal comes to include many all the halachas. Everything is included, and therefore we would say that a fil kol milenami, even mitzvahs that don't apply to the actual carbon itself, should apply to Pesach Sheni. Kamash Milan, that's why we need a special limud to teach us that no, only the halachas that the Torah indicates that a mitzvah shal gufay that still apply to Pesach Sheni apply. Anything else that not is not. And therefore, the way we're learning is not to learn it as a klal moisef as a plat, as a klal adding more rules, but only what is similar to the prat, only what's similar to the detailed halachas will apply. Nothing else will apply. So Tosfos asked the question that why, if as we just said, that whenever the Torah says, or a prat or klal, the way to look at that is as a klal most of a prat, so why over here don't we? So Tosfos says, because the Torah said many pratim, the way the Gemara is going to learn is that each prat is coming to mamad, is coming to exclude certain halachas, as we will, in Mitzvah Shem, see in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel, however, says that the way to look at the psukim is not as a klal, as a prato klal, but rather to look at the psukim as a klal, a prato klal. Because if we read the psukim at Pesach Sheni, the pasuk says, Bein abayim yasu oisoi is a klal. Then the Gemara goes into the various detailed halachas, which are the prat, and then the Torah gives us the klal again. So then, therefore, the Gemara is saying it should not be treated as a prat or klal, but rather this should be treated as a klal or prat or klat, klal or prat or klal. And if we go back to the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel teaches us klal or prat or prat, klal or prat or klal, iatodon elakeena prat. And therefore, only what's exactly similar to the prat is included in the halachas that apply by Pesach Sheni, nothing else. We Isi ben Yehuda, that said that the mitzvah shal gufay do not apply by Pesach Sheni. So ask the Gemara, Hai etzim mai avadlei. What does he learn from the pasuk? V'etzim lo yishbur bai. We don't need it to teach us the mitzvah shal gufay don't apply, because we learned that from the word oisai. We also don't need it to teach us that we're not allowed to break a bone on the Pesach Sheni, because breaking a bone is a mitzvah shebegufay. And the Tanna Kamma agrees that a mitzvah shebegufay applies for Pesach Sheni. So why did the Torah have to tell us again by the Pesach Sheni v'etzim lo yishbur bai? Answers the Gemara Mibayle to teach us that the halacha, that one may not break a bone of the current Pesach, applies both to Echad Etzim Sheyesh B'Mayach, both to bone that has marrow, Echad Etzim Sheyesh B'Mayach, whether it doesn't have marrow. As we learned earlier on Daf Pehei, that we would think that the halacha, the din of Ochlu as a Basar, that we have to consume all of the current Pesach, should be Doicha, the lav of Etzim Leishish B'Bay, comes the Pasuk to teach us that no. And we explained earlier in the Masechta that Pei Dalid, the reason why the Tanna Kamma doesn't need that limud, because there are ways you could get to the marrow, we said, to the marrow without breaking the bone. And that's why, of course, you could eat the marrow and you will have not broken the bone. The only time we would suggest to say etzem, the essay, that the essay d'chalaisa say, is if there's no other option. Since there in the Gemara gave us a number of options, we don't say this halacha. Rabbanan asked the Gemara, Hai yasu oisai, was saying that the pasuk yasu oisai should not be defined absolutely literally, my avdalei. Teaches us miboyle to teach us ein shaychten to Pesach layochid. The Torah is coming to teach us that we should not bring the Karban Pesach for one individual. The kam de efshal adurim adrinan, that we should try to go out of a way to find more than one person to bring the Pesach sheni. That means if there was a person, if there was only one person in Klal Yisrael who was tamei in Pesach rishon. So he's not. So when Pesach Sheni will come along, he's going to be only one person bringing the Pesach Sheni. The Torah doesn't want that, and the Torah says, make one more person tamei by Pesach Rishon, that he should not be able to bring the Pesach Rishon, and therefore I'll have at least two people bringing the Pesach Sheni. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, regarding the current Pesach Sheni, k'chol chukas haPesach yasu oisai yochol shem sharish also by Rabbi Motzei. Just like when we speak about Pesach Rishon, the halach is that one may not own chametz on Pesach. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says, a matzus amroirim yechlua. And as we just explained, that the Torah is coming to be memat certain mitzvahs that don't apply by Pesach Sheni. Vainly, continues the Braisa to teach us, only all the mitzvahs I say, that not all of the mitzvahs I say that apply by Pesach Rishon apply by Pesach Sheni. However, mitzvahs I say, Luminayin, how do we know that the lavin that apply by Pesach Rishon, maybe all of those lavin should apply by Pesach Sheni? Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, Lo Yishir Memenu Ad Baiker. The Torah says that we can't leave over any of the meat of the current Pesach. We have to eat it all up, not let it become nicer. And it's a lav hanitik lasei. Lav hanitik lasei, because the Torah says, hanoisa, va'noisa menu, if there is something that's left over, ba'esh tisroifu. So you learn from this that only lav hanitik lasei that apply by Pesach Rishon apply by Pesach Sheni, nothing else. Ve'eli am mitzvahs loisa shenitik lasei, mitzvahs loisa se minayim. So we've only spoken about those that are nitik lasei. How do we know that Allah is by those that are not nitik lasei? Tamalaymer, ve'etzem lo yishbur bai. From there we learn only that lav applies to Pesach Sheni, none else. Ma prat mefurish, mitzvahs lasei, v'loisa se shenitik lasei, v'loisa se gumar. Af mitzvahs lasei, and the Gemara explains the Braisa. Beklal the Matzis Merorim, when the Torah said regarding the Pesach Sheni a Matzis Merorim, my Kamarbe, What are we coming to learn from that pasuk? And then answers the Gemara that tzliyesh, that the current Pesach should be brought, the current Pesach sheni should be eaten roasted. But prati b'matle, when the Torah spoke about that the current Pesach should be eaten al matzus m'roirim, what's coming to exclude has basas shor. As we said, one does not have to destroy all the chametz in order to be able to eat the current Pesach sheni. Ask the Gemara, epechano, why don't we say just the opposite and say that the din of Hashbosa Sa'or does apply by Pesach Sheni and the din of Tzli'esh does not apply by Pesach Sheni? Answers the Gemara, if we're going to have to pick and choose mitzvah the Gufei Adav, we'd rather say that Tzli'esh, which applies to the actual carbon, should apply by Pesach Sheni, and Hashbosa Sa'or, which doesn't touch the carbon itself, it's only chametz, doesn't apply. Bechlalai, ask the Gemara further, when the pasuk says lo yishir mena abayker, which is a lav hanitik lasei, which is mentioned by the Pesach Sheni, mahu kamarbalei, what's it coming to include? To teach us lo yisitzu menu, that we're not allowed to take it out, we're not allowed to take the Karm Pesach out of the home in which it's eaten, which is also a lavanitic lasei. But pratim and makomimatle, and what are we using to be excluded from this pasuk of l'shirim and abayker? To teach us the loyirah v'loyimotze, that the iser of bayirah and bayimotze do not apply by Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara again, epechano, maybe say that bayirah bayimotze applies by Pesach Sheni, and lo yishirim menu abayker doesn't apply by Pesach Sheni. And says the Gemara, matzah de gufei adav. Lo yishirim menu speaks to the carbon itself, and bayirah bayimotze doesn't speak to the carbon itself. Says the Gemara, beklalei, when the pasuk says etzem yishbru bay, that you're not allowed to break a bone of the carbon Pesach, which is not a lav hanitik lasei, my carbon marva, what does it come to teach us? Comes to teach us, al tichlo memenu ma no, that you're not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach even when it's partially roasted. We said if it's less than machal ben drusoy, it's in the category of no. The Rambam explains that no means that it's not that it's pot roast, that it was roasted without water. Others say that it's raw. Ma'akav marba. So what's the Torah teaching us? That din of al tochlo menu no applies by the Pesach Sheni. Meprotei ma'akav mat. What does etzem lo yishbru bay come to teach? To teach us that the lav of lo sishchet al chametz dam zivchi doesn't apply by the Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara epechano. So again, maybe we should reverse the order. And says the Gemara, mitzvah de gufei adav. We'd rather learn a halacha that applies to the actual carbon. Atarchum menu no applies to the actual carbon, whereas leshishchar adam zivchi, chametz adam zivchi, doesn't apply to the actual carbon. So we learned in the Mishnah, harishin ton halal b'chilosai. Carbon Pesach rishin, you say halal when you bring the carbon. Ask the Gemara anonymously, from where do we know that halacha? Says the Gemara, Amakra, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadik, Amakra, the Pasuk says, regarding Mashiach, that will come in Meir B'Yameinu, the Pasuk says, Hashir Yilachem B'Leil L'Skadish HaChag, the shir that we're going to sing when Mashiach comes, when we go out from the Golus, will be the same shira that we sang on Yontif. The shir we sing on Yontif is halal, which we sing by the Seder. So we learn from B'leil HaSchadish HaChag that only Leil HaMekudosh LaChag, a night which is designated as a Yontif, when you're not allowed to do Melacha, which is Pesach Rishon, which is a Yontif, that's when Ton Halal must be recited. Leil HaShein Mekudosh LaChag, but a night Pesach Sheni, that although we eat the Pesach Sheni, but on that night we don't on that night, it's not a yontif, then ain't on halal, we don't have to say halal. There's an interesting question in the Rishonim. If when we say halal, is it a chiv deraisa or a chiv derabbanan? The Bahag holds that the days we say halal is a chiv deraisa. The Rambam holds that it's a derabbanan. And there's a beautiful explanation offered by the Brisk Rav Zatzal in this entire subject of halal on Pesach. He says, when we speak about halal on Pesach, this halacha of shira, that a night of Pesach, we're supposed to sing together with the achil of the Karban Pesach. And there's no bracha, as we know, on the halal that's recited at the Seder. And then there's another type of halal that we say when we bring the Karban Pesach, and that is a chiv d'rabbanan, and at that halal we say a bracha. And that's the basis for the minig that many have, that they say halal twice on the night of the Seder. They say halal in shul. The halal in shul corresponds to the halal that was said when they brought the Karban Pesach. And that's why, just like we just learned, the Brisk Rav says, when they brought that halal, when they brought the Karban Pesach and they said halal, they made a bracha. And that's why those that say halal in shul, Pesach evening, make a bracha. And then there's the halal, which was Leil HaSchadish HaChag. And that's the halal that we say by the Seder, on which we don't make a bracha. I saw from the Sefer, L'Horis Nosson, that he says, based on this pasuk, as a person who does mitzvahs in this world with simcha, with the proper kavana, the more you did a mitzvah in this world that way, that's the way you'll be able to be simcha when Mashiach comes b'mehera b'yameinu. So he says, the pasuk says, the Gemara quoted the pasuk in Yeshaya, Hasher yilachem k'leil haskadosh hachag. And Rashi, as we just said, Hasher yilachem b'yoyim shetigalu menagolos k'leil haskadosh hachag. When Mashiach comes, and Amitz Hashem will be zoicha to sing and rejoice in his redemption, it'll be k'leil haskadosh hachag. The way we prepared ourselves in this world, the way we celebrated the Yom Tov, the way we celebrated Pesach in this world, that will be the midah, that will be the measure in which the way we will be zoich to say shira in greeting Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu. We learned that, as we just explained, that even though there's a difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni regarding the recitation of halal when the carbon is eaten, however, zevazet tuna halal b'siyosun. Both the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, we are required to say halal as we bring the carbon Pesach. Asking my tama, ibay seima, because the pasuk that we just read teaches us kaleil es chadash shachag. The laila come mad. The pasuk is only coming to teach us that the nights are excluded, but the day erev Pesach when we bring the carbon Pesach, they're both the same. Yoim loy come mad. It's inconceivable, suggests the Gemara, that Efshir Yisrael Shechtem Es Pescheim, the Klai Yisrael bringing the Karban Pesach, or Neutlim Es Lulaveim, they're taking the Dalaminim, Veinayim Halal. So of course, when you do a mitzvah, the halacha is that when you do a mitzvah, and as the Shar Metzion of Halacha explained, whenever you do a mitzvah that you don't do on a regular basis, a mitzvah that's done only once a year, Dalaminim, bringing the Karban Pesach, of course, when one fulfills such a mitzvah, he has to say halal. We learned further in the Mishnah that both Karban Pesachs and the Chalom Tzli are eaten roasted. The Mishnah says that Doichen as a Shabbos, and both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are Doichen as a Shabbos. But we learned in our Mishnah, Shabbos in, only Shabbos is Pesach Sheni Doichen. Tumaloi, but the halacha that if Klai Yisrael is Tomei, only applies by Pesach Rishon, not by Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Masnisa D'loi K'Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, Doicha, the Tanakam's opinion is, that Pesach Sheni is Doicha Sa Shabbos, Veira Doicha Sa Tomei, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, Af Doicha Sa Tomei. That the halacha is, that, as Tosfos explains, that if the if a small group of Klai Yisrael were Tamei in Pesach Rishon, and they push the Pesach Sheni, and they're still Tamei on Pesach Sheni, the halacha is that we bring for them the Karban Pesach Sheni, even though they are Tamei. Ask the Gemara, my time, the Tanakama, that Pesach Sheni is not Doichet Tamei. Says the Gemara, Memnei Tamei Dechisef, the entire purpose are bringing Pesach Sheni is because these individuals were Tamei Pesach Rishon, and we don't want the Pesach to be brought with Tumah. So then what are we accomplishing? Yachse, the Yachse with Tumah, we're not accomplishing anything. We're going to bring it Pesach Sheni because we only want to avoid Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says, HaTaira Chazor Vav Lassus B'Tahara. The Torah wants us indeed to bring the Pesach Sheni, the Karban Pesach B'Tahara, and therefore if a person was Tumah on Pesach Rishon, we push him to Pesach Sheni in order to hopefully, by Pesach Sheni, he'll be Tahar and we'll be able to bring the Karban Pesach B'Tahara. But if that didn't happen, Loi Zocha, that he's still Tamei Pesach Sheni, at least he shouldn't not bring a Karban Pesach, Yasa B'Tumah. Tana Rabbanan, Pesach Rishon Doichus HaShabbos, Pesach Sheni Doichus HaShabbos. Pesach Rishon Doichus HaTumah, Pesach Rishon Doichus HaTumah. Pesach Rishon Ton Laila, that the night after Pesach you have to stay over in Yerushalayim. Pesach Sheni ain't Ton Laila, that Halacha doesn't apply, but Pesach Sheni. Doiches HaTumah, why are we, so this Brisa says that not only is Pesach Rishon Doiches HaTumah, but even Pesach Sheni, says the Gemara Kaman, whose opinion does this reflect? Says the Gemara, it reflects Rabbi Yehuda, reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, but how can we say that this brisa reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? For Rabbi Yehuda taught Lina, Rabbi Yehuda require Lina. For Hatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Menayin LePesach Sheni Shein taught Lina. How do we know the Pesach Sheni doesn't require Lina? Shnemar, the pasuk says, "Valachta Fanisa V'Boyke V'Valachta Alecha V'Ksiv Shesh Shem Teichel Matzis." Those two psukim are next to each other. So we learned Anechel Shisha, a yontif which goes for 6 days. The reason Pesach Rishon is called 6 days, even though it's really 7 days, is because the first day of Pesach, we're obligated to eat matzah. The other days of Pesach, on Pesach Rishon, we're not obligated to eat matzah, we're just not allowed to eat chametz. So yontif, that is a 7 day yontif, or a 6 plus 1 day yontif, ton lina, that's where lina is required. However, the yontif, which is not the Karban Pesach, which doesn't have that halacha, ain't nechel shisha, ain't ton lina. So the second brisa, which is presumably reflecting the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because this brisa is teaching us that it's doichet tumah, teaches us that it requires lina. But Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't ton lina, answers the Gemara, trei tanoim v'alivet Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machloikus tanoim, what is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? The Torah says, regarding the Pesach Sheni, ish ish ki yitamel nefesh, the Torah says that only a person, an individual, is pushed off the Pesach Sheni, but the tzibur, we learned this halacha previously, is not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Halacha that we learned earlier on Daf Samach Vav Amabez. And therefore we learned that if roiv of the tzibur are tamei on Pesach Rishon, They bring Pesach Rishon b'tumah, tumah hutra b'tzibur, and we don't push them to Pesach Sheni. We also learned on Daf Samach Zayin that when we say that if roiv of the tzibur is tumah, we bring Pesach Rishon b'tumah, the tumah that's being discussed is tumah smes. But if they're tumah with another type of tumah ziva, then they are pushed to Pesach Sheni. And therefore teaches us the Mishnah. HaPesach Shabbat B'Tumah, if Roiv of Klai Yisrael were Tumei Mesim, Pesach Rishon, and therefore the Karban Pesach Rishon was brought B'Tumah, Lo Yochel Menu, not all Tumeim may eat that Karban Pesach. Lo Yochel Menu, the following people who are Tumei may not eat from that Karban Pesach. The Zovin, people who are Zovin, Zovois, Nidois, Yoldois, all of those individuals may not eat from that Karban Pesach. V'ochlu, and if they did eat, p'turim b'karis. Normally, somebody who eats Karban B'Tumah, the chai of karis, since this carbon was eaten B'Tumah, and even though that halacha wasn't mentioned to these type of people who are tamei, The halacha says that the normal halacha of kares for eating a karma betoma will not apply. Rabbi Lezer takes it even a step further. Rabbi Lezer says that not only are not chayiv kares, the poita af abis migdosh. We know that when somebody's tamei, he may not enter the base of migdosh. If the karma pesach is being brought betoma, then the halacha is that if they went into the base of migdosh, which of course they shouldn't have, they will not be chayiv kares. So Meiri, in explaining our Mishnah, explains that if Roiv or the Tzibur with Tamei Ziva, then the halacha will be that they don't make neither, based on all the halachas that we just mentioned, they won't bring not a Pesach Rishon, not a Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon they won't bring, because as we said, all of the special dispensation that we said on Pesach Rishon Betumah is only Betumah Smeis. Pesach Sheni they won't bring, because the Pasuk says, Ish. And as we said, Ish Nitra, Vein Tzibur Nitrin. We don't push a whole Tzibur to Pesach Sheni. And here we have the Roiv HaTzibur that were Tamei Ziva. And therefore, in such a year, such people won't bring not Pesach Rishon, nor Pesach Sheni. Tana Rabbanan. Zavim V'Zavis, Nidos V'Yaldos, Shach L'Pesach Shabbat Tama. If they eat from a current Pesach that was brought in a year when most of Klai Yisrael were Tamei, Yachol, we would think that the chayiv kares for eating a carbon when they are tamei tamalayma kaltar yochel basar. The pasuk says kaltar yochel basar v'nefesh shataychem b'savach shalom shel Hashem v'tumasoi olav v'nichrasa. So we learn from this pasuk, says the brayser, hanachalim l'tayrim, a carbon that's eaten by only eaten by people who are tar, then chayovim olav mishum tamei. If a Tamei ate such a carbon, he's chayiv kares rachman slan. However, a carbon she'ena nechla tarim, which is not only eaten by people by tar, the Pesach that's brought by tumah is not only eaten by tar individuals, the halacha is ein tameim chayiv olam mishum tamei, then the tameim are not chayiv for eating it when they're tarus, they're not going to be chayiv kares. Rabbi Lez Omer, if the Zavin went into the Azara in a year when the Karban Pesach is brought to Tumah, Yochel Yechayovim, they should be Chayiv Kares, like the Halacha is always when somebody who's Tameh enters the Beis HaMikdash. Tameh Loimer, Mishachman HaMachna, Kozov, Kotzurov, Kozov, Kotameh LeNefesh. Says Rabbi Lezer, Bizman, Shetameh Mesim Mishtalchim, in a situation where Tamei Mesim may not be in the Mesim Migdash and Daz Zoro, that's when Zovim Mitzroim Mishtalachim. But if it's a situation where Ein Tamei Mesim Mishtalachim, a Pesach Abba B'Toma, then Ein Zovim Mitzroim Mishtalachim, that if they enter the Nat Chayiv Kares. Ask the Gemara, by Rav Yosef, Dachku Tamei Mesim V'Nichnasu L'Heichel B'Pesach Abba B'Toma. If the Tamei Mesim entered the Beis HaMikdash, and a time when in a year where the Karban Pesach is being brought betumah. Now, even when the Karban Pesach is being brought betumah, there is no reason for the people who are tamei to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So, what would be the halacha? Mahu? Do we say mid the ishtri tumas azara? They are allowed to enter the azara, and since they may enter the azara, ishtri nami tumas heichel, they may enter the heichel as well. Or dilma, perhaps we say may the ishtri. They're allowed to enter the azara, because that's where they bring the Karban Pesach. However, my the loyishtri, they may not enter the Beis HaMikdash. They have no business and they have no right to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, that yes, if these individuals enter the Heichel, they'll be Chayiv Kares. Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'yishalchum and Amachna, and Min means Afilu, Nexus Machna. Even though they could be in part of the Machna, they could be in the Azara, that doesn't give them a right to be in the Heichel. And therefore, if they are in the Heichel, the regular Isser of a Tamei being in the Heichel will apply. Ikadamre, but there's a different version. And this version has this question answered, Lekula. Amar Rava, Amar Krav, Yishalchum and Amachna, and the Pasuk says, Yishalchum and Amachna, and the Pasuk also says, Amachutz L'machna Tishalchum. Says Rava, Kalech de Krinaba, every time we say, that they have to be completely removed from the from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Azora, from the Machna Shechina, Karina Ba, that's when the Halach of Yishalchum and the Machna applies. But in this year, that Halach doesn't apply, for they are allowed to be in the Azora. If they're allowed to be in the Azora, they shouldn't have entered the Heichel, but if they entered the Heichel, they will not be Chayiv Karas.